Okay, after watching the tape, one of the things I was curious about was how would we come out, and if we would play hard, we'd fought. I thought we did that. We obviously didn't play good enough to win, but there were some good things. We held them to 40 yards rushing, which was, we want to keep it down. We had four sacks. Unfortunately, we gave up a lot of big plays in the back end and got ourselves in a hole offensively. I thought we moved the ball well, and both areas showed up again in the red zone. We were 2 out of 4. They were 3 out of 4 in the red zone. And we let him get out of the pocket a couple times in the red zone, and they made some good plays. They had a good scheme against us, the things they did and things they changed. And then we didn't flip the field position enough in special teams. I thought we ran the ball a lot better. We averaged 4.7 or something, and Asiata was 5.4, and McKinnon was 4.7 or something like that. I thought Bradford threw the ball well. we threw for most yards we've thrown for a long time. So there were some good things, but we didn't, we shot ourselves in the foot and didn't finish up, especially started out early. We messed it up a little bit. Questions? Okay. Thank you.
Did you talk any more with the cornerbacks about what happened with the coverage plan?
I talked to him all yesterday. We had we changed a couple calls later in the week. I probably wasn't specific enough in the things I was asking him to do, and so went out there. And the one thing about it is, Xavier and Terrence, these guys are as good a people as there is in the world. They're going to do their best every single time. They come out and they work every single day. They study, and they're really good kids. So, I could have been more specific.
Audible on defense, I mean, is that akin to offense where if they get a certain look, they can audible on the fly too? Or how,
sure.
How does that work?
Yeah. I mean, we always have checks and calls to different things. They check out a play sometimes. It depends on the calls that we have in. And we have, and with our coverages, we have a lot of different variations that we change and throughout the course of a game. I mean, we might call this one coverage. There might be three variations of it that based on their formations or based on their alignments or which player is where. So a lot of times that happens.
So was there ever a play where someone didn't play the coverage that was called?
Well, they played the coverage it was called, but they might have messed it up. I mean, I can think of one specifically. There was one where, we were playing a man within a zone, and both guys played zone, and we turned the guy loose. I mean, there's things like that, but that happens every day.
To your knowledge, never intentionally was a call played differently than the way it was supposed to be?
No, never.
I think Xavier, after the game, said that, it was defensive backs' decision to change things up, and also that it went on for the entire first half. When,
well, he said that for the entire first half?
Yeah.
I don't know. Didn't it? I mean, it was one series, and I talked to him on the sideline, and that was that. So I don't know why he would say that.
What about him saying that it was the whole first half thing?
I never said it was the whole first half, because I went back and watched what I said. I said, in the first half, we didn't play good. I look out there, and we had guys on the wrong side. But that was not the whole first half. We corrected after the first series.
So there was really not an issue at all the rest of the first half?
Mm-mm.
Was there any point during the week when the players had gathered together and decided to do something different than what was the plan?
No. The players get together all the time. They sit there and watch tape together all the time, and they talk about things. But no.
First series when Nelson went over to Terrence's side, should Xavier have been shadowing him there?
Well, that's what I anticipated. But as I said, we had some calls that we changed up during the week. Sometimes we go with him. Sometimes we don't. It depends. And I'm not going to get into all the different variations of the coverages and where we line guys up. But there's times when he goes to his side, there's times when he doesn't. So,
has the disappointment of missing the playoffs sunk in for you yet?
You know, I'm disappointed in where we are in the season.
Last two games, giving up 30 points in each one. Is there a consistent theme there with what went wrong defensively?
Yeah, I think we've not played well in the back end the last 2 weeks. You know, and we've given up more big plays than we have the entire year. You know, obviously we've given up more points, but most of them have been big plays. You know, I think, you know, we'll sit down at the end of the year and see the things we need to fix, just like, you know, like we always do. You know, I can't forget about the other 14 ball games where, when we're the second best defense in the league either and pretty good in pass coverage. So, you know, we've had a couple things these last 2 weeks where teams have done a good job scheming some of the things, and, you know, we may have to change up a little bit more than what we have been. That happens.
Harrison was hindered by the ankle.
I don't know. You'd have to ask him.
You felt like he wasn't as quick to get to things that he might have in the past?
I think he's played better in the past, yes.
Did your offensive line play better on Sunday, did you think, in general, just as a group?
Yeah, we did. I mean, we did some good things in the running game. We did some good things in the passing game. But, you know, we still have these three or four deals that, you know, we snap the ball to the ground. You know, we get beat on a strip sack. You know, when we have momentum, we have a penalty. You know, so it's those kind of things that keeps showing up, that and, you know, penalty in the red zone, things like that. So, we're moving the ball better and we're doing some things better, but, you know, we keep making it harder for ourselves.
Has he become a future receiver because he's a first option now because he's proven himself, or is it just because he runs good routes and he's open all the time?
Well, I think a lot of that has to do with the coverage that's being called. You know, for a while there, everybody was saying Diggs was the number one guy, and now they're saying Thielen's the number one. You know, it's all based on coverage. It's based on the route progressions. The reason why that Adam, in my opinion, is doing better is, you know, most of these guys early in their career, when they play good on special teams, they kind of show up that in the future they're going to be good football players. And I think that's led to him to get more opportunities. He's an extremely competitive guy, and when he's had the opportunity to make plays, he has. And so, you know, the more plays you make, the more opportunities you get.
Mike, you mentioned the strip sack, and that's happened in the past, too. Is Sam usually in the right spot there, or is he too deep, or is it just an offensive?
Yeah, we just got beat.
Same, like you mentioned a couple weeks ago, inconsistency in technique. Is that still the case? Or?
Yeah, I mean, you put on the first 15 plays, and he plays really good. He does everything right. But then I'll have these lapses in the ball game that cause us to, you know, to get the quarterback hit and things like that. And then he'll settle down, and then he'll come back again. So it just, you know, it's his consistency is kind of, I guess, the thing we need to fix.
Has those lapses, is there anything that he is consistently doing in those times? I mean,
yes, yeah.
Is, I mean,
no, I mean, not really. I mean, I can say it to him, but.
Mike, what do you think Xavier said after the game that they had decided in practice throughout the week to basically play sides that they both could cover him? Do you have any idea why he said that after the game?
No, I don't. I don't. And when I talked to him, he didn't. I don't think he really felt like that's what he meant to say. You know, Xavier's a great kid. Sometimes he gets nervous about things and says it, but I don't think that's the case.
Do you think that's just a case where he was trying not to kind of throw anyone under the bus and
possibly?
said after the game that there was a point where Terrence had told you, we feel like we can cover him. Did he take convincing on the sideline to go back?
No. Terrence is going to do, hey, I've had the guy for, however many years, and Terrence and I have an unbelievable relationship. He can come talk to me about anything at any time. I talk to him a lot about the team. I talk to him a lot about, things in the locker room. I talk to him a lot about a lot of different areas. But, Terrence would be the last guy ever in the world to ever be belligerent or go against anything that we do.
The DBs have been doing that all season. Rose's shadow of the guy ever since the Giants game when he came back. They would basically do the same thing that they did Saturday. A guy moving around the formation. Who's in the surprise number as a percentage of work?
Excuse me?
Newman said that that they've been doing that all season, basically, when they did Saturday. There was no surprise that you were as upset as you were about it Saturday. Why were you?
Well, typically, when we lose and we don't play good in the back end, I get upset. So there was a lot of different things I was upset about. I think when I said it, and that was one of the things that came to my mind. So I probably shouldn't be as honest after the games as I typically am, which I'll learn my lesson.
Time for two more.
Mike, what's the plan with Adrian Peterson this week? Is there a chance he plays Sunday?
I don't know. We haven't practiced yet. We'll have to see when we go with practice.
With the game not being playoff implications, is there a chance he plays, or does it?
I don't know. We'll have to see how he is, health wise and everything else. Actually, I thought Barr played really well this week. He was physical. He ran to the ball. He was effective in pressuring. Kendricks, I thought, played well as well. He was active. He made plays, ran around. There's still some coverage issues that, that we need to get better at with the underneath part of the coverage, which, some of those things showed up in the ball game. So we got to do better there. But I thought both those linebackers played very well.